Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Hastings College basketball and 1230 KHAS. Concordia in town to take on Hastings tonight in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Women's game up first, so we'll spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter. And coach, last week, Morningside Midland. This week, you've got Concordia and Briarcliff. Another big week for you.
Yeah, you know, they seem like they're all tough games and big games. But it's been nice to have a little homestand here. Against some quality opponents. So tonight will be just like the others. It'll be a challenge for us. And Concordia, you know, is a different team this time around, but still very capable of making plays and winning games.
We beat this team way back in November on the road, 94-89, but they lost Kristen Conahan, which is one of their All-Americans. Talk about the difference maybe that you have seen out of this team now than when we played them the first time.
Well, they're going to look for shots with different kids. Obviously, they're running the same looks and things like that, but they're plugging different kids in at different places. In addition to losing Conahan, they also lost Jerrica Pearson. They're probably their most athletic big kid, so, and most experienced. So, and another big kid also, number 52. So they've had to plug different kids in different spots, and so obviously the Heiser kid's looking for shots a little bit more than she was before, and Pites and Bailey Morris are obviously looking to so it's a team that's still going to press you. They're still going to play really up tempo. They're still going to, you know, try to force you into bad decisions. Just offensively, they have some different looking weapons.
So are they trying to rely more on their outside game than maybe their inside game?
Well, I think they still are capable of scoring on the inside, but I think they're looking for Morris to go a little bit more to the rim, and Pites obviously is a great driver, especially to her left. She really likes to go left. So I think they're getting to the rim. It's just different ways. You know, they're not back to the basket, post up. So that's probably a difference, although they haven't really been that way all year this year. So I don't think it's a huge difference for them other than the fact that one of their leaders, one of their leading scorers and All-Americans, you know, obviously isn't playing.
Big one for you the other day against Morningside, 64-55 here at home. A great defensive effort, holding that team well below their season average.
Yeah, you know, first half especially, we held them to 22 and kind of took some of the things away that they hurt us on in the first game. The first game they took our guards down and posted us up, and we tried to guard that one-on-one a lot more than we did this time. This time we brought help and made some plays on passes and were able to create a lot of turnovers just in the half court from our help defense. So we were able to change, you know, that way, and we were able to keep them from scoring, especially in transition too. They really hurt us first time in transition. So those two things, those adjustments were huge for us.
Really held that team down to what, 30% shooting, 15% from 3-point territory. You forced them into 26 turnovers. So your defense got the job done.
Yeah, definitely, and that was an emphasis for us. We knew we couldn't let them score a lot of points in transition, and they really can score a lot. They have a great point guard who advances the ball, and obviously Osten and a couple of other bigs run the floor really well. So I thought we did a really good job of covering up and slowing the ball down in transition. And then those turnovers obviously allowed us to do what we wanted to do offensively. I thought we did also a great job on the boards for the most part. They had a couple of possessions where they had, you know, 4 or 5 offensive rebounds at one time. So it made the numbers a little bit skewed, but over the course of the entire game, I thought we did a pretty good job of keeping them off the boards.
And several girls step up, hit threes, which kind of loosened up the inside game a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and that's been huge for us all year. It's been different kids at different times, and Hallie Samuelson hit a big three for us when we were a little bit struggling to score, and obviously Jamie heated up in the second half, and Abby Jackson hit a big one. So, you know, we have a lot of different kids that can knock one down if they're left open, and because Laurel and Sierra draw those double teams so often, it opens up the outside. We've got to be able to hit a couple of those for them to honor, you know, our perimeter game and then be able to get back inside.
You know how tough it is to go on a run here in this conference, but you guys are getting the job done, the 12 wins in a row right now, and you just kind of you take the next game up. It's the next game. That's really the focus you got to use here.
Yeah, you know, we haven't even talked about, you know, how many games we've won or how many games we got to go or anything like that. We just focus on the next game and make sure that we're preparing the way that we should be and not, you know, there's definitely not a team really in our conference that you can overlook. Doan's playing so much better and everybody else in the conference is improving. So, you know, that's something that we've got to be disciplined in and just stay focused on the task at hand.
It's a Concordia tonight, another nationally ranked team, ranked number 8 in the country. We'll come back and talk about them as our pregame show continues after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
College women's basketball coach Carrie Hofstetter. It's Hastings College and Concordia here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. So they've got two of their big weapons out, but you talked about Bailey Morris before the break. The Pints girl, those are girls that can certainly score with the basketball.
Yeah, you know, and we've seen them down. Watched a film the other day of Briarcliff, and they were down, you know, 15, 16 points at one point, and then were able in the late in the second half, the last, you know, 8 to 10 minutes, just reeled off about 24 points. So they're capable of scoring in a short amount of time, and those two, especially, they're dangerous in transition. The whole team is, because they have several big guards who rebound it and then just push it. They don't, you know, need to outlet it to a guard or whatever. So it makes it a little bit hard to match up and make sure you get everybody covered up in transition. Briarcliff struggled that way, and they were able to get on a roll there. And then Morris hits a couple big threes, and so they're both capable of scoring a lot of points, and then they have some supporting cast around them who can also score some points.
Why were we successful the first time around?
Well, I think we were able to attack inside. You know, a lot of our shots were high percentage shots, whether it was Laurel or some of our guards getting to the rim and drawing fouls. And then we handled the pressure. That's going to be another huge key. It always is against a team that runs and jumps in the full court. I thought we handled it really well early, which made them a little bit less aggressive. Anytime you're playing against a pressing team, if they smell blood, you know, they're going to get more and more aggressive in it. And if we can handle it early, generally, you know, it keeps it under control, and then we're obviously able to get shots at the rim instead of turning it over and trying to play defense in transition.
This is a team that forces 27 turnovers on the defensive end. Like you said, we played against it the first time, but this is a little bit different press than we saw maybe last week against Morningside. Talk about the differences, and what about the chances of breaking this? What do we have to do here?
Well, it's a man press. You know, it's we're obviously very familiar with it. You know, it's been a trademark here at Hastings for a long time. So it's a man trapping press, and so you have to be extremely active away from the ball and making sure that you're making yourself available to whoever's getting trapped so we can get the ball out of there and attack. A lot of times, you know, it's a struggle if you try to move the ball, but you never really attack the press. Obviously, you're playing 4-on-5 at times, so you've got to be able to get it out and use the advantage of numbers to be able to score layups, essentially. So a little bit different than the zone press that Morningside was using the other day. Both are extremely aggressive, and both teams are able to really turn people over in it. So it's one of those things that it wears on you over the course of the game, and so you've got to stay locked in, and you got to stay aware of who's guarding you and what they're trying to do to you throughout the course of the game.
It didn't seem that press the other day really bothered us too much against Morningside. Like I said, we're getting a little bit more familiar with everything in the conference right now.
Yeah, the more familiar you get, I think the easier it is, as long as, like I said, you stay attentive to what they're trying to do to us. I feel like sometimes, you know, teams get a little bit lazy in saying, okay, we've broken it a few possessions, but it's going to be right there again the next possession. So you've got to make sure that you're, you know, making sharp passes and going to your passes, and angles are huge against a run and jump, and making sure that you don't put the ball in places that you can't get it out of. So we've seen it a few more times now, and that's definitely helped us, especially with our inexperienced players who were younger. I think, you know, they're a lot more comfortable with it now. But again, it's a new day, and you gotta go back and break it again.
All right, so how do we beat this team tonight?
Well, I think we've got to win the transition game. You know, we've got to make sure that we're dominating that game. They're very capable of scoring in transition, and so are we. We've got to make sure that we get stops there and not give any easy buckets. And then rebounding has been such a huge part of why we've been successful over the course of the last, you know, 12, 13 games. So we need to make sure that we rebound and both on both ends of the floor. And it's going to be huge that we contain their playmakers. Morris and Pites, we've got to make sure that we keep them under control and make them take tough shots.
Okay, good.
Thanks.
Gary Hostetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, Starting Lamps and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings in Concordia tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. So many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Hastings College play-by-play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Pearl Arena, as we get set for Concordia and Hastings here tonight on 1230 KHAS. The women's game is up first. Hastings College coming in a record of 18 wins, 2 losses on the season, 9-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Broncos are currently ranked number 9 in the latest NAIA Division II poll. Concordia coming in. The Bulldogs are 16-4 in the season. They are 10-2 in the conference. Concordia is ranked number 8. This is the second meeting between these two teams this season. Hastings knocked off Concordia earlier this year in Seward by a score of 94-89. But this is a different basketball team in Concordia than we saw the first time around. They've got some big guns there on the bench and will not play tonight. Kristen Tonahan is a 5'5" senior out of Omaha. She's got a torn ACL. She will not play. She is done for the season. Tonahan was averaging 16.2 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. She had been knocking down 44% of her field goal tries and 41% from three-point territory, so she will not play tonight. Also on the shelf right now is going to be Jerrica Pearson. Pearson was one of those starters as well. She was averaging 12 points and 6.6 rebounds per game. She scored 10 points the last time these two teams played. And then Brittany Bertelli, 6-foot senior, is also on the shelf. She's got some back problems and will not play tonight. So a different basketball team we're going to see here tonight for head coach Drew Olson, but still a very good basketball team. This is a team that is averaging 85.4 points per ball game in offense. They force 27 turnovers on the defensive end. And Concordia, a team that is amongst the leaders as far as shooting the ball. They're hitting 43% of their field goal tries this year and 31% from three-point territory. Hastings College, they have won 12 games in a row. They have not lost since November 23rd when we dropped the decision to Morningside, 76-49 up in Sioux City. Hastings coming back and getting a win over Morningside on Saturday, 64-55. So Hastings has won 12 games in a row as they get set to take on Concordia here tonight. Your starting lineups are brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For Concordia, Bailey Moore is 5'4" and a junior out of Sandy Creek. Tracy Pites, a 5'10" and a junior out of Hardington, Nebraska. Kelsey Heiser, a 5'10" and a junior out of Parker, Colorado. Shelby Quinn, a 5'5" freshman out of Bellevue. And Becky Mueller is a 5'10" freshman out of Elkhorn, getting the start tonight for Drew Olson, the head coach at Concordia. For Hastings College, Cammie Breckman, a 5'9" and senior out of Silver Lake. Abby Jackson, 5'6", a junior out of Hastings St. Cecilia. Jamie Van Kirk, 5'9", a junior out of Sutton. Frankie Peterson, 5'9", a senior out of Cambridge. And Laurel Zwiener, a 6'4" and senior out of Pleasanton. Of course, the Broncos are coached by Kerry Hofstetter. Starting lineups are brought to you by 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So Hastings going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Concordia going to be dressed in their gray here on the road. Their gray uniforms trimmed and lettered in blue and white. Kind of a different look for Concordia on the road here for this season. Concordia shoots our basket to our right. Zwiener will tip things off for Hastings College. Into the center circle for Concordia is going to be Becky Mueller. And the ball is in the air, and the tip is controlled by Hastings easily. Broncos will bring it into the offensive zone for the first time here tonight. Concordia will start off with a man-to-man defense, a very aggressive man, as the Broncos feed it inside to Zwiener for the first time. She spins toward the baseline, puts it up there, and scores. Zwiener had a big night the first time we played Concordia. She scored 25 points in that ball game against the Dogs down in Seward. 2-0 is the score. Hastings College scores in the first possession of the ball game. There's a Bailey Morris with the ball. She drives it down the lane, dishes off, and the shot is going to be up there and in. Tracy Pines gets the field goal. Pines is averaging 14 points per ball game. Bailey Morris gets the assist. And we are tied up at 2 points apiece early in this basketball game. There's Abby Jackson with the ball for Hastings. Jackson goes over to Frankie Peterson on the wing on the right side. Back out to Cammie Breckman, top of the key. Breckman here at the free throw line. Dishes off here. Abby Jackson with it. Sends it inside down to Zwiener. Back out to Jackson here at the top of the key. Comes across the top. Van Kirk. Her shot for 3. Good. Jamie Van Kirk throws up a 3. She had 20 points the first time around against the Dogs down in Seward. 5-2 is the score. Here's Bailey Morris, and a foul is going to be called. And Jackson, Abby Jackson picks up the personal foul. Trying to swat the ball away there from a Bailey Morris. First turnover for the first personal foul, and Hastings is going to go on Jackson. And the first team foul, 5-2 is the score. Hastings College out on top here in the ball game. Bailey Morris has got the ball out here. He's shouldering most of the scoring load now with Conahan on the shelf. Here's Morris driving for the goal. The shot is up and in. Bailey Morris drives it, a little scoop shot there. puts it down through the hole, and it's now a 7-4 ball game. Hastings College has got the lead. It should be 5-4 up there. 5-4. Hastings College has got the lead. Here's a Cammy Bruckman with the ball down to Jamie Van Kirk. Spins at the elbow, puts it up a shot over Pike's good. Jamie Van Kirk gets her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 5 points. Now 7-4. Hastings College has got the lead over Concordia. Matchup between number 8 and number 9 here tonight in the NAIA Division II poll. Top of the key is going to be Pikes driving it down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It is loose. It is picked up here by Concordia. Back out to Bailey Morris. Bailey Morris with the ball here. She dribbles against Jackson. Drives it. Here's the long pass inside. It can be intercepted. Intercepted by Jackson as she comes back the other way. Abby Jackson with the ball into the forecourt. Jackson goes to Jamie Van Kirk. Free throw line extended right side. Bounce pass goes inside to Laurel Zwiener. Spins in the lane. Puts up the shot. Is good. Zwiener's got 2 field goals and 4 points. Hastings is out to a 9-4 lead here over Concordia with 17 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the first half. Here comes Concordia back with the ball. Becky Mueller drives the baseline. Her shot is up there and in. Becky Mueller scores there for Concordia. It's now a 9-6 ball game. Hastings with a 3-point lead. We're 2.5 minutes into the ball game. Both of these teams can put some points on the scoreboard. Concordia averages just over 85 points per game. Hastings averages 78 points per game. 9-6 to score. Hastings with a lead. Here's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Taken away there by Bailey Morris. The first turnover on Hastings College. Bailey Morris dribbles behind her back. Comes into the offensive zone. Pice has got the ball. She drives it against Van Kirk. Her shot is up there and in. She fouled in the play. Tracy Pice scoring there against Van Kirk. Jamie picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first, a second team foul on Hastings College. You know, the ball game now for Concordia is going to be Devin Edwards. Devin Edwards comes in. She's a 5'6" freshman out of Lincoln, Nebraska, scoring just a shade under 2 points per ball game. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's up and in. A 3-point play there by Tracy Pine. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. And we are tied up at 9 points apiece with 17:01 to play during this first half. Driving for the basket is going to be Abby Jackson. She loses control of the ball. That's going to be picked up here by Bailey Morris coming back the other way. She drives, shoots, and misses the layup. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Zwiener has got the ball for Hastings College. Gets it away to Abby Jackson into the forecourt. Abby Jackson now drives it toward the goal. And Shana's up there. It's way off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Mueller. Becky Mueller with the ball here in backcourt. Now to Bailey Morris. And Cordy can grab their first lead here with a field goal. We're tied up at 9 points apiece. Devin Edwards has got the ball down in the corner. Then back out on top. Here's Bailey Morris with it. Morris, a former Sandy Creek Cougar, comes across the top now to Mueller. Down to the baseline to Pice. She spins on that baseline, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk down the right sideline for Hastings College. We're tied up at 9 points apiece. There's the ball poked away, and a foul's going to be called. Tracy Pice picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on the Bulldogs. And in the ball game, there's going to be Jenna Lehman comes into the ball game now. Also coming in is going to be, also coming in will be Lori Lobona as she checks in. And Carissa Sogalki comes into the contest as well for head coach Drew Olson. Tied up at 9 points apiece, 4 minutes in the ball game. Hastings has the ball. Here's Frankie Peterson with it now. Comes out on top. That's Bruckman with it. Now to Abby Jackson for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound chased down in the corner. Goes out of bounds, and they're going to give the ball to Hastings. Broncos will play things in down here in the corner. Also into the ball game is going to be Ashley Kuntz coming into the ball game now for Concordia. So the Bulldogs basically substituting four of the five starters out there. 4.5 minutes into the contest. Hastings with the ball, 9 points apiece is the score. Here's Van Kirk, puts up an off-balance shot in the lane. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Concordia. Running back the other way is Silkelke. She comes over here on this wing on the right side to Bailey Morris. Back out between the circles to Lobota. Now to Morris, top of the key, picked up by Jackson. Entry pass to get it inside. Here's the pass going to be deflected away. Deflected away there from Lobota, and Hastings has it on the turnover. First turnover on Concordia. We're tied up at 9 points apiece. Broncos down the ball. Here's Abby Jackson, goes over to Van Kirk. Free throw line extended all the way to the sideline. Frankie Peterson down to Cammie Bruckman down in the corner. Here's Jackson with the ball. So Bruckman again. They lob it inside to Van Kirk. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot on the baseline is up there at end. Jamie Van Kirk now with 7 points in the ball game. And Hastings College grabs a lead. It's the Broncos 11 and the Bulldogs 9. Here's Bailey Morris at the other end. Her shot is up and in. Both teams shooting the ball extremely well here in the early minutes of this ball game. We're tied up at 11 points apiece. Hastings coming back with the ball. We're just under 15 minutes to go here in the first half. Concordia 11, Hastings College 11. Down in the corner, that's going to be Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk comes out to Breckman. Threw it behind her, but Breckman picks it up near the 10-second line. Now drives it to the left side over here to Frankie Peterson. Peterson lobs it inside to Williamson, who's into the ball game. She mishandles the ball. It was picked up by Breckman, and her shot is up and in. Cammie Breckman scores. That feed went inside to Sierra Williamson. She couldn't handle the pass, but Breckman was right there offensively, and she puts it down through the hole. Hastings College out on top now with a score of 13-11. Here's Morris with the ball down the lane. She goes twisting and turning. Her shot's up there. No good. Rebound comes out of Williamson. Sierra Williamson goes to the far sideline. That's going to be Jackson with the ball. Abby Jackson into the forward court for Hastings College. Abby dribbling with the ball. Lobs it inside. Breckman grabs it. Puts a move on her. Shot up there. Left-handed is up and in. Gabby Breckman scores. That's her second field goal of the ball game. Hastings out on top by four. It's 15-11. Morris lobs the ball down low. There's a shot by Kuntz up and in. Boy, they're not missing here in the early minutes of this ball game. 15-13. Hastings leading by 2 points. Here's Jackson with the ball for the Broncos. Abby Jackson picked up here by Baylor Morris. Jackson drives it, kicks it down in the corner. Van Kirk for three. That one is going to be short, no good. Van Kirk gets thrown, rebound, drives it into the hole. Her shot is up there. That one is no good. And the rebound comes down to Bailey Morris. Morris down the near sideline now for Concordia. She drives it toward the rack. Her shot, nope, it's going to be dished off down on the baseline. Her shot's going to be blocked down. They got it down there to Sagalki, and her pass is going to be blocked down. Hastings recovers. Here's Breckman on the other end. Her shot is up and in. Breckman scores, and Drew Olson wants to call a timeout as Hastings College has a four-point lead. We've got a timeout now with 13 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. The score, Hastings College 17 and Concordia 13.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings out on top of Concordia by a score of 17-13. If you're just joining us, Kristen Conahan not playing tonight for Concordia. She's got a torn ACL. She's done for the year. Jerrica Pearson, she's got the same thing. Pearson is done for the year. She'll have surgery tomorrow on that knee. Brittany Bertel, she is done for the year as well. She's got an injured back. All three of those players played big roles in the game that Hastings played down in Seward right around Thanksgiving time. Hastings beat Concordia by a score of 94-89. Concordia is still amongst the leaders in the conference, currently sitting in second place with 10 wins and 2 losses. 17-13 to score here. Hastings has a four-point lead. Concordia's got the basketball. Morris goes inside all alone, driving for the hole and scoring. Becky Mueller got away and went down the lane, and nobody was there for Hastings defensively. Mueller scores easily, 17-15 now. Hastings with a two-point lead. Here's Breckman with the ball out here. Three-point territory, lobs it inside. Williamson now out to the wing on the right side. Drilling of the ball is Alex Edwards. Her pass is deflected, and it's going to be out of bounds. Trying to get it to Chanel Farmer. So Edwards is into the ball game. Farmer is in. Hastings turns the ball away for the third time here in this first half of play. Now Concordia can grab their first lead here with a three-point field goal. Heinz trying to drive the ball. She's cut off there with Alex Edwards on defense. Gets it around the horn. Here's a Becky Mueller with the ball. Out to the top of the key. That's a Heiser. Heiser now to Bailey. Lobs it inside the Pites. And she can be called for the traveling violation. Tracy Pice inside, whistle for the traveling violation. Second turnover on Concordia here in the ballgame. Hastings with a two-point lead, 17-15, 12-24 to play here in the first half. Here's Van Kirk around the screen, takes it down on the baseline, camping up a shot back out to Chanel. Chanel Farmer drilling the ball over to Alex Edwards. Edwards hops behind a three-point arc, sends it across the top. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball, not a Chanel Farmer. She lobs it inside, the ball tipped away here from Breckman, and the foul is going to be called. A personal foul here is going to go on Concordia as they tip the ball away from Breckman. It's going to be whistled on Kelsey Heiser of Concordia. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number two in the Bulldogs. Hastings gets a fresh shot clock. They'll play things in. Here's Van Kirk with the ball. Now to Breckman. Top of the key. Three-pointer spin up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Morris. Morris has got the ball here for Concordia. Boy, she's been the leading rebounder for the Dogs here in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Bailey Morris, the former Sandy Creek Cougar, brings it into the offensive zone here against Chanel Farmer. Gets away, drives it down to Wayne. Her shot's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Williamson. Sierra Williamson with the board. Gets it into the hands now of Van Kirk. Drops it across the midcourt stripe here for Hastings. Van Kirk switches hands, loses control of the dribble, and the ball is going to be picked up here by Bailey Morris. And now we've got a traveling. Nope, it's going to be a jump ball situation. A jump ball was called there as a Bailey Morris rips the ball away from a Van Kirk. Possession is pointing in favor of Concordia, so the Bulldogs will play things in on the Hastings turnover. Four turnovers on Hastings so far in the ball game. Concordia's got two. Here's Morris. They move the ball down in the corner to Becky Mueller. Brings it high on the block. Kelsey Heiser has got it now at the top of the key. Goes over to Lori Lobota. Now top of the key to Mueller. Drops the ball down low to Pintz. Her shot is up and in. Tracy Pintz scoring. She's got 6 points in the ball game, and we're tied up at 17 points apiece here. Women's college basketball from 1230 KHIS. As we approach the 11-minute mark here in the first half, Alex Edwards with the ball out here in three-point territory. Gives it away now to Van Kirk. Over here to Chanel Farmer. On the wing on the right side, Chanel dribbles once. Sends the ball inside to Williamson with the back to the basket. Spins, puts up a shot. It's going to be up there. It's going to be good, and she's fouling the play. Sierra Williamson gets the field goal to go down, and she is fouled in the play here by Becky Mueller. That's going to be the first foul on Mueller. Team foul number three on the Dogs. Into the ball game now will be Jenna Lehman for Concordia. Going out is going to be Mueller. Checking in the ball game for Hastings, Holly Samuelson for the Broncos, replacing Bruckman. Also coming in is going to be Van Kirk as she replaces Alex Edwards out there. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be no good. Or rather, Frankie Peterson in the ball game for Edwards. 19-17 to score. Hastings with a two-point lead. Here's Concordia with the ball. Lori Lobota has got it. Back outside the ring to Kelsey Heiser. Top of the key down to Morris. Morris picked up by Farmer. Over to Lehman on the wing. Back out to Bailey Morris here. Dribbling with the ball against Chanel. Moves it over on the wing. Lobs the ball down low. Grabbing it down there. There's a reverse layup up and in. Boy, they like that baseline. Is that Tracy Pintz has got four field goals down there. She's got 9 points in the ball game. And Concordia going toe-to-toe with the Broncos here tonight. We're tied up at 19 points apiece. Here's Chanel Farmer from the top of the key. Three-pointer. Broncos grab the lead. 22-19. With 10 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Concordia's got the ball. Here's Kelsey Heiser. Moves it over to Morris. Lobs it down low again to Pites, and she'll be fouling the play. Well, that's been their entire offense so far. Frankie Peterson picked up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on Hastings. Going to the free throw line will be Tracy Pites. You got 9 points already in the ball game here. Four field goals, one of one from the free throw line. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. Tracy Pintz is 66% foul shooter in the season coming in here. She's now 72 for 108 from the free throw line. Concordia is a team number four in the conference in free throw percentage at 72%. Number four in field goal percentage at 43%. Number six from three-point territory at 31%. Second shot's up there, no good. Hastings still in the lead. It's the Broncos 22 and Concordia 20. Van Kirk double teamed on the far sideline. Now she wants to burn a timeout. Van Kirk was double teamed. Just as she brought the ball across the 10-second line on the far sideline. Hastings calls the timeout to save the possession. She was in trouble. 9:52 to play. Here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 22, Concordia 20.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
.9:49 to play here in the first half. 22-20 is the score. Concordia inbounding the ball, and now they got to See, Hastings inbounding it, but they stole it away from Van Kirk right here at the 10-second line. Concordia got possession of it, and then they called a timeout. Hastings commits the turnover. Concordia will have the ball when we come back. 9:43 to play here in the first half. Hastings 22, Concordia 20.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
Here's Jenna Lehman driving for the hole. A shot's going to be no good. Partially deflected, and Hastings comes back with the ball. 22-20. Brock goes down a two-point lead. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's Bruckman, sends the ball inside down to Zwiener, who's back into the ball game. Zwiner moves over to Holly Samuelson on the wing. Bounce pass comes inside to Bruckman. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Concordia. Dogs with the ball down the far sideline. Driving for the hole again is going to be Lehman. Her pass is going to be lost out of bounds. It's going to be knocked out of her hands. Whether it was Kelsey Heiser driving for the bucket there. I'm not a big fan of the new uniforms from Concordia. Tough to pick up numbers on those babies. 22-20 is the score. Hastings has got a two-point lead. As the inbounds pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Coming into the ball game now will be Becky Mueller, and going out is going to be Shelby Quinn. So it'll be Concordia playing things in down here on the near sideline. Heiser will trigger things in. Gets it out here to Tracy Pines. Comes across the top. That's going to be Mueller with the ball. Drives it to the rack. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up and in. Give the bucket there to Jenna Lehman. She's got her first field goal of the ball game. Concordia has come back to tie up the score at 22-22. Broncos having problems with it. Here's Samuelson at the free throw line. Her shot's going to be too strong. No good. Ball chased down in the corner. It's picked up there by Bruckman. Out to Abby Jackson, sends it inside to Zwiener. Shot's going to be blocked down, but the foul is called. Jenna Lehman picks up the personal foul for Concordia. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number four on the Bulldogs. And going to the free throw line is going to be Zwiener. So 8:39 to play here in the first half. Hastings 22, Concordia 22. Zwiener to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Zwiner, one of the best foul shooters in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week. She's hitting 83% of her free throws this year. Zwiner averaging 14.8 points and 7.5 rebounds per game. Second shot is up there and in. Hastings is a team, the second best free throw shooting team in the conference, hitting 74% of their free throw tries this year. Bailey Morris comes back in. Kelsey Heiser comes to the bench. So it's 24-22. Hastings with a two-point lead. Here's Becky Mueller with the ball. She dribbles it there and then has it knocked loose. It is loose down here in the Concordia end. Finally, it's picked up here by the Dogs. Here's Devin Edwards with the ball. Sends it inside. Grabbing the ball down there is going to be Lehman, and she's out of bounds. The feed came in from the far side from Tracy Pites. Right underneath the hole there, but threw it a little bit too far, and Concordia turns the ball away for the fourth time here in this basketball game. 24-22. Hastings with a two-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Here comes Abby Jackson with her. She brings it across the midcourt stripe. Abby Jackson, bounce pass over there to Bruckman. Bruckman takes it to the free throw line. Can't put up a shot. Backs her on out. Now sends it inside. The ball tipped away from Zwiener. And the ball's going to be recovered here by Bailey Morris. Turnover number six on Hastings. Pass down to four. Is going to be intercepted right back. Holly Samuelson has got the ball. Now to Abby Jackson. Jackson hustles into the forecourt on the wing on the right side. Now drives the ball toward the goal. Here's a bounce pass to Samuelson out here in three-point territory. It comes over here to Bruckman. Now to Frankie Peterson. Inside to Zwiener. Dribbles once. Puts up a shot. And it's going to be knocked down. And a three-second violation is going to be called here as the whistle sounds. Three-second violation is called on Hastings. So seven turnovers on the Broncos here in the ballgame. 24-22. Hastings with a two-point lead. 7:38 to play here in the first half. Here's Bailey Morris having problems with a dribble. Picks it back up. Dribbles behind her back now against Abby Jackson. Brings it into the offensive zone. Top of the key is going to be Becky Mueller. Sends it over there on the wing to Lehman. Down to Bailey Morris. Throws up a three-pointer. Shots off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Samuelson. And she'll be fouling the play from behind. Personal foul is going to be going Tracy Pites. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number five on the Bulldogs during this first half of play. And Hastings College will come back the other direction with a two-point lead. Broncos have led this baby from the opening tap. Concordia has not led so far in the ball game. They've been tied up several times. Right now it's a two-point ball game at 24-22. Here's Cammie Bruckman with the ball on the wing on the left side. Out to Peterson, top of the key. Two-handed pass goes over to Jackson on the wing. Abby Jackson holds it, lobs it inside, now to Zwiener. Zwiener backs up, spins toward the baseline, forces up a shot. She's going to be fouled in a play. A foul here is going to go on Jenna Lehman. That's going to be your second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Bulldogs. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener's got 6 points in the ball game, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. She was here just a few seconds ago. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. Lori Lobota coming to the ball game now for Concordia. Going out is going to be Jenna Lehman. 24-22. Broncos have a two-point lead. Hastings looking for their 13th straight win here tonight. Next shot is going to be up there and in by Laurel Zwiener. Hastings out to a 3-point lead at 25-22. Just under 7 minutes to go now. Good in this first half. Here's Morris with the ball. Spins in the lane. Drives it for the rack. Her shot is up there and in, and she's fouled in the play. Bailey Morris scores again for Concordia. And she'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Frankie Peterson commits the personal foul. When Bailey was growing up, it was Carrie Hofstetter who was her babysitter down in Fairfield. There's a shot from the free throw line. It was up and in by Morris. She's already got 7 points here against her former babysitter in Hastings College. 25-25, we're tied up here. Hastings and Concordia here tonight. Here's a Cammie Bruckman with the ball, dribbles into the free throw line, down the lane. Her shot off of the glass is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Bruckman grabs it. Cammie has got it out here to Abby Jackson to Bruckman for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Tip tried to get it, and the foul is going to be called. Ball was tipped there. I think Peterson is going to be hit with a personal foul. Let's see. It's going to go on Holly Samuelson. Holly Samuelson picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be your first. The referee closest to the action there did not call the personal foul. It was the guy who was out here near the 10-second line. We're tied up at 25 points apiece, and now Concordia can grab the lead for the first time. There's a feed down in the corner. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Jackson deflects the ball out of bounds there. Coming into the ball game now, Van Kirk. Alex Edwards comes back in. They give the ball to Concordia. Concordia thought they threw the ball out of bounds. They were already back down in the defensive zone. So a couple of questionable calls here right in a row. They're going to give the ball back to Concordia. They trot back into the offensive zone. They're just as surprised as maybe the Hastings College fans are. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Bailey Morris with the ball around his screen. Spins at the elbow. Drives it toward the goal. Dishes off here to Edwards. Drives the baseline. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound loose. Picked up here by Concordia. And a foul is going to be called. Lori Lobota comes down with the ball there for Concordia, and she's going to be fouled in a play by Zwiener. Laurel Zwiener picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first. And now Concordia can grab their first lead of the ball game here. A couple of successful free throws. First one is up there and in. Concordia has their first lead of the ball game at 25-26. And 5 minutes and 59 seconds to go as Lori Lobota hits the free throw. She's a 57% foul shooter in the season. Coming out of the ball game now is going to be Zwiener. Sierra Williamson comes back into the contest for the Broncos. Here's a shot from the free throw line up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. So Concordia's got their first and only lead so far here in this first half at 26-25. Hastings back with the ball. Abby Jackson has got it on the wing. Abby Jackson open out here in three-point territory. The Van Kirk moves to the left side of the floor. Van Kirk stops, sends it down in the corner. Edwards has got it, dribbles once. Edwards in trouble. Two-handed pass comes out here to Bruckman. Back down in the corner. Edwards, her 15-footer off the baseline. Don't give it. She's fouled in the play. Foul is going to go on Becky Mueller. That's going to be her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 7 in the Bulldogs. Now going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Alex Edwards. Edwards, the 66% free throw shooter for Hastings. She's 8 out of 12. As she goes to the line, her first one is going to be no good. She'll get two as she was hacked in the act of shooting here. Alex Edwards, a 5'10" freshman out of Crete. 26-25, Concordia's got a 1-point lead. Women's college basketball action tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Second shot is up there. It is good by Edwards, and now we're tied up at 26 points apiece. Here comes Concordia back with the ball. Morris works out here against Jackson. Feeds it here on the wing. That's going to be Kelsey Heiser with the ball, not a Pites. Jumps across the top. Now back out to the top of the key to Heiser. Moves over to Pines. Top of the key to Morris. Trying to drive it. Skips back. Throws up a 17-footer. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Edwards. Edwards on the near sideline. Down to Abby Jackson as she hustles into the forecourt. Abby goes down in the corner. Gammy Bruckman has got it. Back out on top. Jackson with the ball. Now to Edwards on the wing. Alex Edwards to Bruckman. Grabs the ball. Penetrates down the lane. Kicks it over here to Jackson. Shot for three is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Pites. Tracy Pines with the ball now for Concordia. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Moves it down there in the corner. That's going to be Kelsey Heiser with the ball. The Pites, now to Morris. Drives it. Dishes off inside. A shot up there. No good by Lobota. She is knocked down into play, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul here will go on Bruckman. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. And going to the free throw line will be Lori Lobota. She's 1 out of 2 so far tonight. 9 out of 16 for the season. Lori Lobota throws it up there in the shot. Hits the front iron. He gets the backspin down the hole. Lori Lobota gets the free throw to go down. That gives Concordia a 1-point lead over Hastings. It's 27-26. Lori Lobota will have one more. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So she hits a pair of free throws. End of the ball game now is going to be Taylor Wissing. Taylor Wissing comes in. Lobota will check out. So Wissing into the ball game, a 5'7" and sophomore out of Seward. 28-26. Concordia with a 2-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's Van Kirk out here in 3-point territory. Van Kirk on the dribble on the wing. Sends it inside down to Williamson. A whistle stops play. Away from all the action again. We're going to have a personal foul called here. It's going to go on Ashley Kuntz. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 8 on the Bulldogs. And going to the free throw line is going to be Williamson. Sierra is 61% foul shooter in the season. Her first shot is up there. It's good. She'll get one more as she will earn the bonus. 4 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in the first half. 28-27. Hastings down by a point. Next shot is up there by Williamson. Spins off, no good. Rebound, Pites, and she's going to be fouled in the play. A foul here is going to go on Bruckman on the rebound and the missed shot. That's going to be the second foul on Bruckman. That's going to be team foul number 8. Charged on Hastings. And now we walk to the other end of the floor now and have a 1-1 situation at this end. Bruckman comes out of the ball game. Checking back in for Hastings will be Chanel Farmer. 4 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the first half. Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered at 604 South Burlington. Shot from the free throw line by Tracy Pites is going to be up and in. She's now 3 out of 4 from the stripe tonight. She's got 11 points. 11 of the 29 of the Dogs have put up there. And Tracy Pites will have one more. Her shot is good. No basket. She was over the line. So Pites has one erased off of the scoreboard. That makes the score 29-27 in favor of Concordia. Hastings has got the ball. So 29-27, the Bulldogs leading the Broncos. Here's Chanel Farmer around the screen from Williamson. Gets it in the hands of Van Kirk. Has it swatted loose. The scramble is on. It's going to be brought out of there by Kuntz. It's going to be a turnover on Hastings. They're 8th of the ball game. Down at the other end. Driving, shooting, and scoring. It's going to be Taylor Wissing. Taylor Wissing getting the field goal there for Concordia. And now the Bulldogs have their biggest lead of the ball game at 4 points at 31-27. 4 minutes to play here in the first half. They lob it inside again to Williamson. Kicks it out here to Jackson. Jackson throws up a three and hits it. Abby Jackson hits a three ball from the left side of the lane. 31-30. Concordia with a 1-point lead. Here comes Bailey Morris with the ball. Morris sends it down the near sideline to Taylor Wissing. Dribbles out here to Kelsey Heiser over to Pites on the wing. Entry pass to get her down low to Kuntz. Her shot is up there, no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound Edwards, and the foul is called. Ashley Kuntz picks up the personal foul for Concordia. That's going to be her second foul. That's going to be team foul number 9 on the Bulldogs. And now going to the free throw line for Hastings College is going to be Alex Edwards. Alex Edwards, the freshman, goes to the free throw line now. Into the ball game for Hastings will be Autumn Zenon. Zenon comes in. Abby Jackson will check out. So Autumn Zenon into the ball game now for Hastings, a 5'6" senior from Arlington, Texas. Shot from the free throw line by Edwards is up there and in. Alex is now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. She's got 2 points. Lori Lobota comes in. Checking out is going to be Ashley Kuntz. We are tied up at 31 points apiece between number 9 Hastings and number 8 Concordia. Second shot's going to be up there and in. So Hastings College grabs the lead again at 32-31. With 3 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in the first half. Here comes Morris with the ball, drives it against Farmer, gets away, drives it down the right side of the lane, stops, puts up a shot, it's off of the window, no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Here's Van Kirk with the ball, now to Zeenan. Autumn runs it into the forecourt, dribbles, 15-footers up there, he misses a shot, no good. And a foul's going to be called on the rebound as Edwards was over the back of Taylor Wissing. Alex Edwards picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 9 on the Broncos. Now we're going to have some free throws at the other end. Taylor Wissing will go to the free throw line here for Concordia. Wissing 1 out of 2 on free throws so far this season. As she will go to the line now for a 1-and-1 situation at the 3:16 mark. Shot is up there. It's going to be good by Wissing. That makes the score a 32-32 ball game now. Late in the first half here at the Osborne Sports Complex. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Second shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good, so we are still tied at 32 points apiece. Zeenan comes back the other way for Hastings. Autumn Zeenan with the ball out here in three-point territory, picked up by Bailey Morris. Autumn Zeenan dribbling with it now with 18 seconds on the shot clock. Van Kirk on the right sideline. There's a bounce pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. Turnover number 9 on Hastings. Bailey Morris runs her back the other way. Pass comes over here to Wissing. Back out to Morris. Top of the key. The Pites over in the far sideline. Lori Lobota's got it. Lobota comes out to Heiser. Now to Morris. Open for 3. Shot is up there and in. Bailey Morris knocks down a 3-ball. She's got 10 points in the ball game. Concordia leads now by the score of 35-32. Autumn Zeenan with the ball now for the Broncos. Zeenan works the right side of the floor. Now dribbles behind the screen from Edwards. Zeenan comes over here on the near side. That's Farmer with the ball. Takes it down on the baseline. Down to Autumn Zeenan. Top of the key. Van Kirk goes over to Edwards on the wing. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Bounce pass goes inside to Sierra Williamson, and she's going to be tied up in the play. As soon as Williamson grabbed the ball, there were 3 Bulldogs sagging back on her. And a jump ball is going to be called on the play. Hastings will get to play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Williamson checks out. Here comes Zweener back into the ball game now. 2:17 to play in the first half. Concordia's got the lead over Hastings by the score of 35-32. Broncos will inbound. Here's Adam Zeenan looking to get things in. Zeenan looks, and now we got a 5-second violation. 5-second violation called in Hastings. So great defense there by the Bulldogs. Now they've got a chance to add to their total right here. It's Concordia 35, Hastings 32. 2:15 to play here in the first half. Here's Bailey Morris with the ball for Hastings. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Gets it away now to Kelsey Heiser. Drives it, kicks it here to Pites. She takes the ball inside the lane. Now kicks it to the far sideline, and the shot is up and in. Taylor Wissing throws up a 3-ball from the far sideline. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Concordia is out to a 6-point lead, 38-32, with a minute and 54 seconds to play. Farmer for 3. Shot is up there. It's good. So now Farmer throws up her second tray. She's got 6 points in the ball game. The Broncos back to within 3. Concordia 38, Hastings 35 in women's college basketball. Here's Morris with the ball. Gets away, drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Hastings. That's Van Kirk with the ball. Jamie Van Kirk runs her back the other way with a right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Van Kirk hesitates, drives it to the free throw line, stops, and now we got a foul called. Personal foul here will go on Concordia. And the personal will be whistled on Bailey Morris. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 10 plus on the Bulldogs. And going to the free throw line for 2 will be Jamie Van Kirk. He's got 7 points in the ball game here. She's the second best free throw shooter in the conference at 84%. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She'll get one more. Abby Jackson comes back into the ball game now. Autumn Zeenan will check out. Here comes Sierra Williamson into the ball game again. Alex Edwards will come to the bench. Also checking in for Concordia, Jenna Lehman. And also coming back in is going to be Devin Edwards. So Hastings will go with their tall lineup now with both Sierra Williamson and Laurel Zweener into the ball game for the Broncos. Also down to the scorer's table will be Becky Mueller. And checking out for Concordia, looks like it's going to be Taylor Wissing. A minute and 25 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing 38-36. Shot from the free throw line, in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Concordia. Becky Mueller has got the ball, and she runs her back the other way for the Dogs. Concordia with a 2-point lead. Here's Morris with it now. Morris goes over to Pites on the wing, top of the key. Becky Mueller. Mueller now to Devin Edwards. Top of the key again to Heiser over on the wing. Becky Mueller out to Bailey Morris. The Mueller bounce pass goes inside. They kick it back out, and the ball is going to be deflected. It is loose. The scramble is on. That is picked up here by Morris. Bailey Morris with the ball. Her shot over Van Kirk. Good. Bailey Moore scores again. She's got 12 points in the ball game. 40-36. Concordia with a four-point lead. Broncos come back with the ball. Jackson sends it out here to Williamson. Inside to Zwiener. Backs up, spins, puts up a shot. Good. Zwiener with 9 points here in the first half. It's 40-38. A two-point lead now for the Bulldogs. Bailey Morse comes up the near sideline. Crossover. She brings it into the offensive zone. Now works out here against Jackson. 27 seconds left. A 7-6 differential between the shot clock and the game clock. Driving the ball in the hole. Here's a foul. It's going to be called. They go on Jackson. That's going to be your second. Kelsey Heiser goes to the free throw line for Concordia. She has not scored here tonight. Heiser had a big ball game against Hastings the first time around. She scored 16 points against the Broncos. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Concordia getting to the free throw line here in the first half. They've got their lead. 41-38 now. It's Kelsey Heiser. We'll have one more. Dips the knee. Shot is up there. Shot is good. She hits 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Concordia back onto a four-point lead, 42-38. Abby Jackson with the ball for Hastings down the right sideline. That's Van Kirk around the screen from Laurel Zwiner. Now throws up a 19-footer. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Becky Mueller. Mueller runs back the other way with 7 seconds to go. Top of the key. They get it to Edwards. Back out to Bailey Morris for 3. Shot is up there. No good. And that's going to be the end of the first half of play. So the Concordia Bulldogs will have the lead over Hastings College here at halftime. The score is Concordia 42, Hastings 38. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Baranol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, division of Pro Team Design.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, replace them with Anderson Windows. With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Ah. Get all your Anderson Window and Door products at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, your home improvement experts in Holstein.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. At halftime of the women's ball game, it's 42-38. Concordia's got the lead over the Broncos. Our halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington. So we've been tied up several times here in the first half of play. The Broncos had a four-point lead in this ball game at 15-11. We were tied up at 2 points apiece. Also tied up at 9, tied up at 11, tied up at 17, and at 19. Concordia, they went ahead as the Bulldogs got out to a 31-27 lead with just under 5 minutes to play. Hastings came back to grab the lead at 32-31. And now Concordia has scored the last... It's 42-38 is our score here at halftime. 31-27, and then Concordia comes back to grab the lead at 32-31, tied up at 32. And now it's a 42-38 ball game here at halftime between Hastings and Concordia. It's been a seesaw battle here. Both teams shot the ball extremely well in the first half of play here tonight. Checking the scoring in the ball game for Concordia, Bailey Morris. She has got 12 points in the ball game. Bailey Morris, she's got 1 3-pointer. She's got 4 2-point field goals, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Tracy Pites, she has got 11 points here in the first half. Pites is 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. She's got 4 field goals, so 11 points here at the break for Tracy Pites. Lori Lobota has been in the ball game. She's hit 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for 3 points. Kelsey Heiser is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 2 points. Other people that have played here in the first half, Taylor Wissing has knocked down a 3 and a 2. She's also 1 out of 1, actually 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So she has got 8 points here in the first half. Becky Mueller, she has got 2 field goals for 4. And Jenna Lehman's got a field goal and 2 points. Ashley Kuntz, a field goal and 2 points for Concordia. For Hastings College, they're being led so far by Laurel Zwinner. She's got 9 points. Zwinner has got 3 field goals, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for her 9. Jamie Van Kirk has got 8 points. She's got a 3, a couple of 2-point field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Chanel Farmer has got 6 points on 2 3-point field goals. Gabby Bruckman has got 6 points on 3 field goals. Also in the first half in scoring, Abby Jackson has knocked down a 3 for 3. Alex Edwards, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for 3. Sierra Williamson has got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3 points. So 42-38 is our score here at halftime. The score has been tied 10 times here in the first 20 minutes. We've had 3 lead changes. The biggest lead for Concordia has been 6 points, and the biggest lead for Hastings has been 5. Right now, after 10 ties and 3 lead changes, Concordia's got the lead here at the break by a score of 42-38. The shooting numbers in the ball game: Concordia hitting 48% from the field in the first half. They are 15 out of 31. Hastings hitting 13 out of 26 free throws for 50%. 3-pointers, Concordia is 2 out of 4 on threes for 50%. Hastings just 4 out of 10 for 40%. The free throws, Concordia 10 out of 13 for 76%. Hastings 7 out of 12 for 58%. Hastings has got 19 rebounds here in the first half, 3 on offense and 16 on defense. Leading rebounder for Hastings in the first half of play has been Sierra Williamson. She's got 4 rebounds. And the leading rebounder for Concordia has been Becky Mueller. She's also got 4. The Broncos have 12 turnovers already here in the first half of play. Concordia has been whistled for 9 turnovers. Hastings College with 3 block shots and 5 steals, and Concordia with no block shots and 8 steals. Concordia has got the lead at halftime over Hastings College. The score is the Bulldogs 42 and the Broncos 38. Now stay tuned. We've got the Scholar Athlete. Actually, we've got the Hastings College Spotlight coming up next. And then the second half here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Concordia with the lead over Hastings 42-38.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronic for Hastings College Spotlight.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Good evening. Welcome back to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHES Radio from our 1230 KHES studios. We are joined by Molly Malervy, a senior biology major from Centennial, Colorado, joining us on the program. Molly, we appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Molly, we brought you on the program this morning because I wanted to highlight an event that is coming up that Hastings College is associated with, and that is the inaugural Science Day Camp that's presented by the Hastings College Chapter of the American Chemical Society and also the Hastings Museum. Take a few minutes this morning and tell us a little bit about what this science camp's all about.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we're hosting a Science Day Camp at the Hastings Museum on Friday, February 7th, and this is open to all 2nd through 5th graders. And our camp is going to take place between 8 a.m. and 11:30 a.m., and we're going to have a lot of different science experiments, demos, some hands-on things to get the kids involved and teach them a few things about science.
And Molly, you are currently serving as the president of the Hastings College Chapter of the American Chemical Society, which is the organization that's hosting this Science Day Camp. So tell us a little bit about what this, in terms of the college perspective, why this organization is putting on this camp.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm actually filling in. Emily Wright is actually the president, but she's on a trip in Africa, so I'm filling in for her. But yes, we have an American Chemical Society club at school, and we just really wanted to get involved with the community and reach out to the younger kids and maybe get them interested in science that maybe one day they could study just like we're doing. So,
now, as far as what goes on campus from the American Chemical Society perspective, what are just some things you do around the Hastings College campus?
Yes, well, we have meetings a few times a month, and we get together and just try to better our campus and the community. We also do community service, so we're starting to do trash pickup around the town. But we also do, like, chemical things, get the school involved, you know, the science program out there, and get everybody to know about it, so.
And as far as my knowledge is concerned, this scheduled Science Day camp over at the Hastings Museum, I believe it's actually on a day where some of the kids aren't in school, so there still can be some learning that's going to be going on.
Yes, absolutely. We definitely wanted to extend it to everybody, so we did it on a day that they have a day off, but also come and learn a few new things.
Okay, so again, tell us maybe a little bit about as far as if the students want to participate or the parents want their students to participate in the Science Day Camp, how can they get registered or get involved in the program?
Yes, we have a registration through the Hastings Museum, so you can just give them a call up, and we have registration open until February 5th, and it's going to be $3 for people that are members of the museum and $5 that are non-members.
Once again, a Science Day Camp is serving as an opportunity for the Hastings area elementary students to expand their horizons and also work with the students as part of the Hastings College Chapter of the American Chemical Society. Molly Malervy has been our guest on the Hastings College Spotlight program. Molly, we appreciate the time this evening. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, and we hope to see you guys out there.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at HastingsTribune.com.
Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena at halftime. Concordia out on top of Hastings by a score of 42-38. Rebounding tonight, Hastings is out rebounding Concordia in the first half 19-16. Each team with three offensive rebounds. Hastings with 16 on defense, Concordia with 13 on defense. Hastings College has already turned the ball over 12 times here in the first half of play. Concordia, they have got 9 turnovers. Hastings with 3 block shots and 5 steals. Concordia with no block shots and 8 steals. Leading rebounder for Hastings College in the first half of play was Sierra Williamson. She came up with 4 rebounds. And the leading rebounder for Concordia in the first half was Becky Mueller. She's got 4. So Hastings trailing Concordia here at halftime by a score of 42-38. Another score we have in, it was Midland out on top of Doan at halftime. The score 37-34. In the other games tonight, Mount Marty is playing at Dort. Northwestern is playing a big one at Morningside tonight. Briar Cliff is playing at Dakota Wesleyan. As action gets underway in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here tonight, Northwestern has got your lead at 10-0 in the conference. They're still undefeated on the season, 18-0. Concordia is sitting in second place at 10-2 and 16-4. Hastings College just a half a game back at 9-2 and 18-2. Midland in there in fourth place. They're sitting at 7-4 and 11-10 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings will play at Briar Cliff on Saturday afternoon up in Sioux City. Airtime will be at 1:45 pregame show. 2 o'clock for the women's ball game and 4 o'clock for the guys. Your home and away voice of the Hastings College Broncos is 1230 KHAS. So Concordia will play the ball in to begin the second half of play. The Dogs have a 42-38 lead over Hastings College. Here's Morris with the ball being pressured out here by Jackson. There's a feed over on the left side, driving for the hole. There is going to be Heiser. Tip trying no good. Rebound comes down to Concordia. But the ball there is going to be Shelby Quinn. Quinn's pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Hastings. Frankie Peterson gets it. Now to Cammie Bruckman to Van Kirk. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Morris. Bailey Morris runs her back the other way for Concordia. Drives it in the paint. Stops there. Dishes over here on the near sideline to Quinn. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Peterson gets the ball to Abby Jackson as he runs her back the other way. 42-38. Concordia's got a 4-point lead. We're in the second half now. 19-17 remaining in the ball game. Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson trying to penetrate from the wing and can't do it. Out to Bruckman at the top of the key. Moves it over to Jackson on the wing. Jackson drives it. Here's a bounce pass down on the baseline. Van Kirk shot from 10. No good. Rebound is loose. The scramble is on. It's going to be picked up here by Concordia. Kelsey Heiser gets the rebound to Bailey Morris. Long pass ahead. They get it in the lane. Twisting and turning. And shot is up there at the end. Becky Mueller. Becky Mueller scores on the assist from Jackson. And it's now a 44-38 ball game. Hastings looking for their 13th win in the row here tonight. The Concordia Bulldogs have got the lead. Under 19 minutes to go. Here's a Jackson, lobs it inside down to Williamson. Hope that's going to be a Loyal's winner, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Concordia. It's going to go on Becky Mueller. That's going to be her third foul. Team foul number one of the Dogs here in the second half of play. Hastings will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Loyal's winner will trigger things in. Does the Van Kirk, not a winner on the baseline. Backs up, puts up a shot. It's going to be up there, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Becky Mueller. So Zwiener misses the easy one. Rebound to Mueller. She runs her back the other way. Goes over in the far sideline now to Tracy Pints. To Bailey Morris. Bounce pass inside. Intercepted. Turnover number 10. Driving the other way is Bruckman. Her shot no good, but she's fouled into play by Morris. Bailey Morris picks up her second personal foul. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Cammy Breckman. Breckman has got 6 points in the ball game and 3 field goals. He's a 70% foul shooter in the season. Breckman's free throw up there, good. Hastings College trailing in the ball game now by 5 points and 44-39. As Cammy Breckman will toe the mark for her second shot. Hastings looking for their second win of the season between these two teams. Second one is down through the hole as well for Breckman. Hastings down within 4 points. Broncos beat this team back in November down in Seward, 94-89. Here's Bailey Morris having problems with the dribble, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Bailey Morris turns it away. That's the 11th turnover on the Bulldogs, and Hastings will get it now. 18:06 remaining here in the basketball game. Hastings leading, actually Hastings trailing by 4 points at 44-40. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Abby Jackson moves the offense over here to Van Kirk for three. Shot good. Jamie Van Kirk on the wing on the right side. She nails the three ball. She's got 11 points in the ball game. Hastings within one. 44-43 here. Here's Tracy Pines with the ball. Tracy Pines into the offensive zone as they get it to Quinn. Quinn down to Kelsey Heiser. Heiser goes over to Bailey Morris. Now to Heiser over here on the left side. Mueller for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk comes to the near sideline. Dribbles behind her back. Brings it into the offensive zone now against the Tracy Pites. Bounce pass comes over here to Jackson. Down to Van Kirk. Over to Breckman. Lobs it inside to Zwiener. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the ball's going to be recovered here by Concordia. Running back the other way is going to be Becky Mueller. Mueller gets the ball under the hole. There's a shot up there. It's going to be up there and in. Kelsey Heiser scores on the assist from Mueller. And now we got a Concordia timeout. 17:08 to play in the basketball game. We've got a timeout with a score. Concordia 46, Hastings 43.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune.
It's
HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
to 43 is the score. Hastings College trailing the Concordia Bulldogs here tonight. Action on 1230 KHAS brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered at 604 South Burlington. Hastings with the ball trailing by 3 points. Bruckman with it at the top of the key. Goes over to Jackson in the wing. Abby Jackson dribbling with the ball. Can't penetrate. Gets it out here. Now to Van Kirk. Brings it back to Jackson on the left side. Fakes the three. Her pass across the top is nearly intercepted. Picked up there by Frankie Peterson. Peterson out to Jackson, 7 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Cammy Breckman. She drives it, leads it down on the baseline there. Shot is up and in. Abby Jackson. Abby Jackson scores. It's now a 46-45 ball game. The Broncos within 1 point now. 16:50 to play in the basketball game. Here's Concordia driving for the hole right down the lane. Kelsey Heiser scores off of the window. She's got 6 points in the ball game. It's 48-45. Concordia back out to a 3-point lead. Jackson with the ball. Abby Jackson back in the offensive zone, dribbles with it over to Breckman on the wing. Man-to-man defense here for Concordia. Breckman comes out to Jackson, top of the circle. Over here on the right side, that's going to be Frankie Peterson. Two-handed pass back out to Jackson for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Sierra Williamson out to Van Kirk. Drives it down the right side of the lane to the baseline. Her off-balance shot is going to be no good. Rebound Van Kirk. Her foul shot is up there and in. Van Kirk stays after it and scores. She's got 13 in the ball game. 48-47. Hastings down by a point. 15:45 to play here in the contest. Bailey Morris running back the other way. Brings it into the offensive zone now against Abby Jackson. There's a pass to Becky Mueller. She drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down, picked up by Williamson. Sierra gets the block, and she also grabs the ball. Williamson comes down the near sideline to Bruckman. Drives it to the basket. Her shot up there, no good, but she's fouled. And it's going to be Bruckman going to the free throw line here for Hastings. Bailey Morris picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. So three fouls now on Bailey Morris. That's the third team foul called here on the Concordia Bulldogs. To the free throw line will be Breckman for Hastings. Her shot is up there. Her shot's going to be off the mark. No good. Breckman is now two out of three from the free throw line. End of the ball game will be Ashley Kuntz. Now for the Concordia Bulldogs. Carissa Selgeldi also comes into the ball game as well for the Bulldogs. Here's a Bruckman of the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. We are tied up at 48 points apiece here in the second half. With 15:25 to play, Concordia is led by as many as six in the ball game tonight. We're tied up now in the second half, about 5 minutes in. Here's Edwards with the ball, and she's back into the contest now. So Geldy has got it. Comes across the top. That's Moore. She drives it now, dishes off underneath. The shot's going to be up there and blocked down. They go to Ashley Coots, and the shot is blocked down there by the Broncos. It'll be Concordia playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 11 seconds left in the shot clock. They'll play things in. That's Lehman with the ball down in the corner. Here's a shot taken by Morris. That's going to be no good. Rebound ripped out of there. That's a Breckman with the ball, and she can be tied up in the play. Now a jump ball is going to be called. Nope, a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Ashley Coons. That's going to be her third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number four already in the Bulldogs here in the second half of play. Hastings has none. Into the ball game now for Concordia is going to be Tracy Pites. And coming out now for a brief rest will be Bailey Morris. Tied up at 48 points apiece, and now Concordia will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Here's Jamie Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk dribbling with it here in the backcourt against Kelsey Heiser. Races it across the 10-second line. Bounce pass to Chanel Farmer is into the ball game. Bounce pass goes inside to Williams, and she mishandles the ball and is picked up here on the turnover. That was steal by Farmer to Peterson. Her shot is up and in. Frankie Peterson scores. Farmer gets the steal in backcourt as Concordia turns it away for the 12th time. And Hastings College has regained the lead 50-48 with 14:36 to play in the basketball game from Lynn Farrell Arena. Concordia has got it now as they work against the Bronco defense. Here's a Devin Edwards, comes out here in the three-point territory for Concordia, dribbling with the ball. Edwards hands it away. She flips it away to Selgeldi. Down the lane, she throws the ball on the way. Selgeldi throws the ball out of bounds there for Concordia. That's the 13th turnover now on Concordia. Broncos come back with the ball. They've got a two-point lead. It's 50-48. Here's Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk nearly got trapped back here in the backcourt. Here's Farmer. Her pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Selgeldi. Then her pass could be intercepted right back here by Farmer. So back-to-back turnovers there. Farmer's got such quick hands. Coming back the other way. Here's Van Kirk for three. Shot good. Van Kirk nails the three ball, and Hastings has got a five-point lead here. 13 minutes and 55 seconds to play. We've got a timeout. We're in the second half of the score. Hastings 53, Concordia 48.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HD media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2013-2014 season. So Hastings trailed 42-38 at halftime. Broncos have come back now. They've erased the deficit. Now they have a five-point lead themselves. 53-48. A matchup of the 8th-ranked Concordia Bulldogs and the 9th-ranked Hastings College Broncos here tonight in women's college basketball. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. So 53-48. That's going to be Concordia inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Just under 14 minutes to play. Here's Bailey Morris back into the ball game. Races the ball down the near sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Now she'll set things up here for the Bulldogs. Goes over the far sideline to Edwards. Now to Tracy Pites. Pites about 25 feet away from the basket. There's a pass down low. Bailey Morris, her shot is up and in. And she's fouled into play. Bailey Morris gets the field goal for the Bulldogs. She's got 14 points in the ball game. It's now 53-50. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Chanel Farmer of Hastings. That's going to be her first. Morris to the free throw line, 77% foul shooter. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. So it's a three-point ball game, 53-50. Down with a rebound is Cammy Breckman of Hastings. Down to Van Kirk into the offensive zone with a right-handed dribble. Van Kirk comes over here on the wing. Dribbling with the ball out here beyond the three-point arc. To Breckman, bounce pass inside to Williamson. Out to Van Kirk for three. Shot good. Jamie Van Kirk has nailed a couple of three-pointers in the last minute or so. And Hastings is out on top now by 6 points at 56-50. 13-14 to play. Van Kirk, she's got 19 points in the ballgame here for Hastings College. Here's Bailey Moore spinning away. The ball's going to be tipped away. Now Van Kirk has got the ball in the turnover. The 15th turnover on Concordia. Van Kirk runs her back the other way, runs into a defender, and the foul's going to be called. Tracy Pites going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be the third foul in Pites. So Pites now with three. Mueller has got three. Ashley Coots has got three. And the ball game now for Concordia. Checking in is going to be Lori Labota. Also coming in is going to be Becky Mueller. And checking back in, Kelsey Heiser. Hastings College with a six-point lead now. It's 56-50. We're 7 minutes into the ball game here in the second half from the Osborne Sports Complex. So now Farmer will inbound the ball. Farmer will get things in to Bruckman. Bruckman here on the wing on the right side. Concordia still in a man-to-man. Bruckman comes out to Farmer, top of the key. Over to Peterson, now inside to Williamson. Her silence up there is going to be no good. The ball tapped around. It's still loose. It's picked up in the lane. Now it's dropped, picked up by Peterson. Peterson down to Cammie Bruckman. Her pass down the lane is going to be lost out of bounds. Now, wait a minute. We got the officials discussing things here. They will give the ball to Hastings. The other official comes out and overrules the man underneath there. So it's going to be Hastings playing the ball in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Now we got another conference going on here. 12 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the ball game. It's Hastings out on top of Concordia by the score of 56-50. As the officials are having a little discussion down here on the baseline. They will keep with Hastings playing the ball in here. 28 seconds left on the shot clock. Farmer will inbound the ball as they get it out here to Van Kirk. Loses control of it. Van Kirk picks her back up. Now to Cammie Bruckman over to Chanel Farmer. Frankie Peterson has got it here on the right side. Cross-court pass goes to Van Kirk. Van Kirk out in three-point territory. Dribbling the ball. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Now to Frankie Peterson. Down in the corner. That's Farmer with it. Farmer powers away into the lane. Her shot is up and she banks one home. Chanel Farmer has got 8 points in the ball game, and Hastings onto an 8-point lead. 58-50 now with 12 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Concordia with the ball. There's a pass that can be deflected out of bounds. Peterson gets her hands on it. This game was tied up at 48 points apiece. Hastings right now on a 10-2 run over Concordia. Van Kirk has nailed a couple of three-pointers here during the stretch. And Hastings out to an 8-point lead now at 58-50. Concordia will play things in. Tracy Pites moves it down in the corner, driving for the goal. Here's a sound of smoke. No good by Heiser. Rebound comes down to Bruckman. Bruckman down to Van Kirk down the near sideline. Jamie Van Kirk with the ball. Now to Cammie Bruckman. She drives it. Stops at the elbow. Comes out to Van Kirk in three-point territory. Bounce pass is going to be kicked here. And it's going to be Hastings playing it in here on the near sideline. Broncos have an 8-point lead, 58-50. 11:52 to play in the ball game. Abby Jackson will play it in. Here's Van Kirk with the ball. High right side. Van Kirk comes over here to Bruckman on the near sideline. Bruckman open for three, takes the three, and misses the three. Rebound is going to be out of bounds. They give the ball to Hastings. They said it hit something above the basket. There's really nothing up there except the shot clock, and it certainly didn't bounce off of the shot clock. But nevertheless, it'll be Concordia basketball. 58-50 is the score. Hastings has got an 8-point lead. Here's Bailey Morris. Dribbles with the ball. It's going to be tapped out of bounds there by Abby Jackson. That'll be Concordia ball. Taylor Wissing comes into the ball game now for Concordia. And going out for the Dogs will be Becky Mueller. Hastings 58, Concordia 50. Women's college basketball action here today on 1230 KHAS. Morris has got the ball open for three. Her shot over Jackson, no good. Offensive rebound down here on the baseline. That's going to be mishandled, and the ball is going to be brought down here by Abby Jackson. Abby's got it back the other way for Hastings. Hesitates. Sends the ball down to Peterson on the left baseline. Out to Bruckman from 17. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound to Pites. Tracy Pites with the ball down for Concordia. Winds her way back up the floor. And a reaching in foul is going to be called here on Peterson. Frankie Peterson picks up her third personal foul for the Broncos. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Chanel Farmer. Going out will be Bruckman. 11-11 left. In the ball game, Hastings out on top of Concordia by the score of 58-50. Bailey Morris with the ball again out here in three-point territory. Morris looking against Jackson, hesitates, drives it against Jackson, puts up a shot for the window and scores. Bailey Morris has got 16 points for Concordia. Jamie Van Kirk has got 19 points for Hastings College. 58-52. Broncos with a six-point lead. Peterson with the ball, high left side. Bounce pass out to Chanel Farmer, top of the key, over to Jackson on the wing. Abby Jackson dribbles once to Farmer, out to Peterson, on the wing again, left side. Van Kirk open for three from the top of the key. Shot no good, and the rebound comes down here to Labota. Labota has got it for Concordia, now to Tracy Pites. Running back the other way, Pites with the ball on the wing. Drives it, leaves it down in the corner, circling around, taking it to the goal. It's Heiser. Her shot is up there and in. Kelsey Heiser circles around and jams it right down through there. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. Concordia is now within 4 points again at 58-54. Here's Jamie Van Kirk with it. Gets away. Dribbles it down the lane. Puts some shot off of the window. It's going to be good. Van Kirk scores. It's off of the window. She's got 21. 60-54. Hastings out on top by six as we near the halfway point of the second half. Concordia's got the ball. Here's Morris with it now. Morris picked up by Jackson again. Backs it back out. Jackson right in her face defensively. Here's Bailey Morris. Drives it. Contact made. Shot no good, but a personal foul is going to be called here on Jackson. Abby Jackson picks up her third personal foul, so now Jackson has got three. Frankie Peterson has got three fouls for Hastings. 9:52 left here in the ball game. Hastings 60, Concordia 54. Non-shooting situation. It's only the third team foul on Hastings. So Concordia will play it in from underneath their own basket to the left side. Morris has got it. Fakes the three. Dribbles to the free throw line. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Frankie Peterson has got the ball for the Broncos on the near sideline. Jackson has got it now. Abby comes over here on the wing. That's Chanel Farmer with it. Chanel Farmer dribbling to the ball. Sends it to the far sideline. Peterson. Peterson. Down to Jackson. There's Van Kirk, near sideline. That's Chanel Farmer with 13 left in the shot clock. To Peterson. Bounce pass down to Wayne. Sierra grabs it. Her shot no good. And a rebound tapped around. It's going to be picked up here by Concordia. Lori Labota with the ball. Down to Morris. Drives it back 2-on-3. Her pass deflected out of bounds. Van Kirk gets her hands on it there and deflects the ball out of bounds. So it's going to be Concordia playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Laurel's winner comes into the contest now. Sierra Williamson will check out. Here comes Jenna Lehman into the ballgame now for Concordia. And going out is going to be Lori Labota. And now what do we have? We have six players on the floor here for Concordia. Heiser is going to check out in addition. There's a long pass out here to Bailey Morris. It's 60-54. Hastings out on top by six. Here's Morris. He fires up a three. It's not going to be any good, but we got to do it. A six-point lead. Broncos looking for their 13th straight win here tonight. In this women's college basketball game, there's a long pass inside to Zwiener. Puts it up there, left-handed in and out, no good. Farmer had the rebound. It's knocked from her hands, and she picks it up in the corner. Farmer has got it down to Jackson. Her three-pointer is put up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Pites. So two shots in the hole there. Hastings could not convert. Tracy Pites comes back offensively here for Concordia. Goes over in the wing to the left side to Taylor. Wissing is back into the ball game to Morris. Her shot is up there. It's good again. Bailey Morris scores. She's got 18 points in the ball game. It's now 60-56. Hastings out on top by four. Broncos have the ball. High right side is going to be Van Kirk. Comes across the top here as they get it to Farmer. Now to Jackson on the wing on the left side. Back out to Van Kirk. Bounce pass goes inside. Zwiener with the ball. Spins. Puts up a shot in the lane. That's off of the left side. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's going to be a foul called in there. Personal foul called in here on Hastings. It's going to go on Farmer. So Chanel Farmer picks up her second personal foul. We're down to 8 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the ball game, and Al Carey wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout. 8 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Here in the second half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 60, Concordia 56.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 60-56. Hastings College has got the lead over Concordia. Concordia led at halftime by a score of 42-38. 8 minutes and 12 seconds remaining here in this one. Hastings College men will take on Concordia in the nightcap tonight. Tip-off time scheduled for 8 o'clock here at Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings now will apply some pressure here in backcourt as Concordia will play the ball in. And Morris, a former Sandy Creek Cougar, will bring things up here for the Concordia Bulldogs. On the dribble, brings it across the 10-second line. Gets it into the hands of Shelby Quinn. Quinn lobs the ball back inside to Mueller. She goes for the hole and scores. Becky Mueller coming out of the timeout. They set up a play there, and Becky Mueller scores easily. That pulls the Bulldogs back to within 2 points at 60-58. Hastings back with the ball. Here's Abby Jackson on the wing on the left side. Abby Jackson dribbles out here to the top of key. Moves it over here to Chanel Farmer. Chanel out to Zwiener. Brings it back to Farmer on the wing on the right side. Back out to Zwiener, top of the circle. Jackson lobs it into the lane. Bruckman has got the ball. Has it knocked out of her hands. Bruckman picks it up on the baseline. Now to Alex Edwards. 15-footer from the left baseline. Good. Alex Edwards hits her first field goal of the ball game. She's now got 5 points. And Hastings has got a four-point lead again, 62-58. Here's Bailey Morris. Brings it back all the way to the baseline. A little five-footer is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's going to be picked up here by Concordia. Quinn has got the ball and keeps it alive here for the Bulldogs. We approach 7 minutes to go. They're in the ball game. Quinn has got it. Kelsey Quinn dribbling with the ball over here against Cammie Breckman. Quinn now picks up the dribble. She's in trouble. Her pass comes back out here to Morris at the top of the key. Bailey at the top of the circle. Drives it right side of the lane. Kicks it down in the corner. Long-range jumper has been up there. No good by Kelsey Heiser. And the ball goes out of bounds here on the other side. Kelsey Heiser throws up an awkward-looking three from the far sideline. That does not draw iron. 62-58. Hastings has got a four-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Here's Zwiener on the high post. Flips it over to Jackson. Three-pointer put up there. It's going to be short. No good. Long rebound comes out to Morris. Bailey Morris dribbles behind her back. Morris into the offensive zone for Concordia. And now retreats back out here into three-point territory. Bailey Morris goes over to Heiser. High right side comes out now to Jenna Lehman. There's a pass inside. It's going to be over the head of Becky Mueller. The ball's going to be brought down here by Bruckman. Turnover number 16 on Concordia. 62-58. Hastings with a four-point lead. Farmer with the ball on the right side. Farmer bounce pass out to Edwards for a three. Shot good. Alex Edwards has come off the bench to hit a three and a two here in the past couple of minutes. And the Broncos now have a 65-58 lead. Back out to a seven-point advantage now for Hastings. At the 5:51 mark, here's a long-range jumper for three by Morris. No good. Offensive rebound. Back out to Morris. Now to Quinn on the left side. Bounce pass down on the baseline. It's tipped. Mueller picks it back up, and we got a foul called here on Farmer. Check that's going to go on Alex Edwards. Edwards picks up her second personal foul. So it's 65-58 with 5 minutes and 41 seconds to play here in this basketball game. Hastings looking for their 13th straight win here tonight. They'll play at Briarcliff on Saturday. Here comes Sierra Williamson back into the ball game. Laurel Zwiener will come to the bench. So Concordia will play things in. Baseline right side. That's going to be Taylor Wissing with the ball. Now to Pites. Pites holds it here against Alex Edwards down in the corner. Pites brings it back out here to Bailey Morris. Gets away. Bailey drives it to the goal. A shot no good, but she goes tumbling out of bounds, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here on Hastings that's going to go on Jackson. So four fouls now on Abby Jackson. Going to the free throw line will be Bailey Morris. Morris has got 18 points in the ball game here for the Concordia Bulldogs. 77% foul shooter. Their shot is up there. It's going to be good. Morris now 2 out of 3 on free throws tonight. Here comes Van Kirk back into the ball game. Jackson will come to the bench. 65-59. Hastings with a lead over the 8th-ranked team in the country, the Concordia Bulldogs. Bailey Morris toes the mark. Second one is up there. Good. So Morris hits a pair of free throws. Hastings now with a 5-point lead at 65-60. Broncos come back with the ball. Here's Van Kirk. Van Kirk comes over here on the wing. Chanel Farmer has got it. Bounce pass comes inside to Breckman. Gets away, dribbles it down the lane. Her left-handed layup is up there. No good. Rebound is going to be taken down here by Concordia. Out to Bailey Morris down the right sideline. Morris into the offensive zone. Stops. Two-handed pass comes to the near side. That's Wissing with the ball for three. Shot good. Taylor Wissing nails her second three ball. She's now got 9 points in the ball game. And Concordia is now within 2 points at 65-63. We got 5 minutes to play. Here in the second half from the Osborne Sports Complex. A pass on the wing. It's deflected out of bounds. Van Kirk trying to take it over there on the wing to Cammie Bruckman. And the ball is tipped out of bounds by Tracy Pites. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Peterson. Coming to the bench will be Edwards. 4:55 to play, and now Carey wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Hastings with 4 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 65, Concordia 63.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. 4 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the basketball game. Hastings out on top of Concordia by a score of 65-63. Frankie Peterson will play things in. That's Van Kirk with it on the wing. Jamie Van Kirk working with the ball. Now drives it, takes it down on the baseline. Here, a little five-footer is up there and in. Jamie Van Kirk, a five-footer off the left baseline. Van Kirk now with 23 in the ball game. And Hastings has got a four-point lead. 67-63, 4:37 to play as Bailey Morris comes up the right sideline. They move over there on that right sideline and down to the top of the key. Kelsey Heiser has got it. Over here on the wing to Lobota. Her pass inside is going to be intercepted. Tipped and intercepted. Farmer comes down with the ball. That's turnover number 17 on the Bulldogs. Farmer has got it now for Hastings College. The Broncos have a four-point lead, 67-63. Here's Bruckman with it on the wing. They leave her open, but she will take the shot. Down on the baseline, it's going to be Peterson now in the lane. Farmer driving one-hander is going to be up there no good. Rebound comes down to Lobota. Lori Lobota has got the ball. Down to Tracy Pites, runs her back the other way to Bailey Morris. Fakes the three, puts the defender in the air, drives. Her shot no good, but she's fouled in the play. And Morris will go to the free throw line again for Hastings College. A foul is going to be called here on Bruckman. That's going to be her third foul. So Cammie now with three. That's going to be team foul number seven on Hastings. Going to the free throw line will be Morris. He got 20 points in the ball game, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Bailey Morris puts it up there. The shot is going to be good. Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Second shot up there and in by Bailey Morris. Morris now with 22 in the ball game. Zwiener comes in. Sierra Williamson checks out. Hastings 67 and Concordia 65. So a two-point ball game. The eighth and ninth-ranked teams going at it here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. Farmer lobs the ball inside. Can be poked away, but a foul is going to be called. Farmer tried to take it down to Zwiener. The ball knocked away there by Lori Lobota. She picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Bulldogs. And now Hastings is in the bonus situation here for the final 3 minutes and 46 seconds. Zwiener to the liner shot. It's up there. It's good. Zwiener now 4 out of 5 on free throws tonight. She hits double figures now with 10. Jamie Van Kirk leading the way for the Broncos. She's got 23 in this ball game. Here comes Zwiener's next shot from the stripe. It's up there and good. Hastings, the second best free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week, hitting 74% of their charity tosses. The Broncos have the lead here over Concordia by the score of 69-65 with 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Bailey Morris just across the 10-second line, picked up by Farmer. Bounce pass on the high post to Pites. Spins, takes it down the left side of the lane. Down to the baseline, now kicks it out on the opposite side. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Heiser. And the rebound comes down to Breckman. Breckman has got it for the Broncos. Now to Van Kirk into the forecourt. Jamie Van Kirk with the ball. Here on the near sideline, drives it into the paint. Throws up an off-balance shot. It's going to be off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Lori Lobota. Lobota has got it now for the Bulldogs. Off to Bailey Morris. And now we've got Farmer down there on the ground. She gets possession of the ball right in front of the Bronco bench, and Carey immediately calls the timeout. So that's going to be a Concordia turnover as Bailey Morris has it knocked loose by Chanel Farmer and right in front of the Bronco bench. Chanel Farmer gets possession of it, and they call the timeout to gain possession of the ball. 3 minutes and 2 seconds to play. Here in the second half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 69, Concordia 65.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. 3 minutes and 2 seconds to play in the basketball game. It is Concordia trailing Hastings by a score of 69-65. Both of these teams still battling for the top spot in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia officially in second place at 10-2. Hastings in third place at 9-2. Well, they're playing here tonight. This one going to the wire. Hastings has got a four-point lead right now at 69-65. Broncos of the ball. Van Kirk, high left side. Bounce pass goes inside. Sarah Williamson on to Laurel Zwiener down there battling for the ball. And she's tied up in the play. The pass came in from Van Kirk. Zwiener couldn't handle it. Went down to the floor. We got a jump ball called here. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will maintain control. Farmer out here to Peterson, sends it inside to Zwiener with the back to the basket, spins in the lane, puts up a shot. She's hacked on the arm, and Zwiener will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Zwiener is fouled in the play. It's going to go on Lori Labota. That's going to be your second personal foul. Team foul number 8 in the Bulldogs. So going to the free throw line for the Broncos is going to be Zwiener. Zwiener's got 11 points in the ball game, 5 out of 6 in the free throw line. Shot is up there, good. Laurel Zwiener will have one more. That gives the Broncos a 5-point lead here at 70-55. Laurel Zwiener will have one more. Toes the mark, fires it up to the shot right down through the hole. Zwiener hits a pair of free throws. Hastings 71 and Concordia 65. Here comes Bailey Morris back with the ball now for the Concordia Bulldogs. Morris moves over there on the wing on the right side to Taylor Wissing, top of the key. That's Labota with the ball, dribbles once, now to Morris. Morris inside the free throw circle, drives it against Farmer. First shot's going to be, no, it's going to be a jump ball. She takes it to the hole there against the Chanel Farmer, and Farmer ties her up. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Concordia. And now the head man for the Concordia Bulldogs, Drew Olson, wants to call a timeout here. 2 minutes and 29 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 71, Concordia 65.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
We'll have high school basketball for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHS. We'll be with Hastings St. Cecilia's girls basketball team. Hawkettes will travel to Friend to take on the Bulldogs. Friend is currently undefeated on the season. They are 15-0 and ranked number 2 in Class D1. Hastings St. Cecilia lost all 3 of their games last week to Minden, the Grand Island Northwest, and also to Kearney Catholic. So the Hawkettes now 9-3. They're ranked number 4 in Class C2. We have the action tomorrow night, 6:45 for the pregame show, 7 o'clock for the tip-off from Friend. 71-65, here's a pass going to be intercepted again, intercepted by Chanel Farmer as he drives the ball back the other way. Another tip ball, and Chanel Farmer comes down with it. Now we got a personal foul called. Hastings sent the ball inside, and a personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Concordia. It's going to go on Tracy Pites. That's going to be her fourth personal foul. Team foul number 9 on the Bulldogs. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Breckman. Breckman will have a 1-1 here. Cammie is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line here tonight. Her shot is up there. It's good. So Hastings hitting some free throws down the stretch. Broncos now with a 7-point lead at 72-65. Quinn comes back in. Going out is going to be Taylor Wissing. Also coming back in will be Kelsey Heiser for the Bulldogs. Hastings with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play. They've got the lead, 72-65. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Breckman on the rebound. Comes down to Pites for Concordia. Pites gets the ball now in the hands of Kelsey Heiser, who trots it across the midcourt stripe. Hastings still in a man-to-man defense. Bailey Morris with the ball. Morris lobs the ball inside, grabbing the ball. It's going to be Mueller. Shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Zwiener. Now to Farmer. Back the other way. Farmer gets the ball ahead. Here's Breckman with it now. Breckman goes to Van Kirk at the top of the key. To Frankie Peterson. High left side. Frankie Peterson holds the ball. Peterson now dribbles here to the near sideline. Still dribbling. Takes it down on the baseline toward the goal. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Becky Mueller. Becky Mueller runs her back the other way from Concordia. The Dogs are down by 7. She loses control of the ball. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover on Concordia. Nearly ran into Bruckman defensively. Mueller loses control of the ball out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number 20 on Concordia. Hastings has got it down with about 39 left. Here in the basketball game, the Broncos have a 7-point lead. Chanel Farmer with the ball. Farmer gets it across the 10-second line against Quinn. Quinn goes for the steal. Farmer gets it back into the hands of Bruckman here at the top of the key. Sends it inside to Zwiener. Her shot is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Mueller. Becky Mueller with a ball traveling violation. Becky Mueller in backcourt working against Frankie Peterson. Mueller gets hit with a traveling violation. 21 now in the ball game for the Bulldogs. Hastings will play things in. 1:20 to play. Here in the contest, Hastings with a 7-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Here's Van Kirk. Hastings looking for their second win of the season against Concordia. They beat this team earlier this year, 94-89 down in Seward. Hastings now leading here, 72-65. Here's Bruckman with the ball. Van Kirk sends it inside. Zwiener in the lane, fakes one way, then the other. Puts it up off of the window and scores. Oral Zwiener gets the field goal. She's got 15, and Hastings now leading by 9 points. 74-65 with 50 seconds to play. Here's Bailey Morris with it out here in three-point territory. She drives it against Farmer. Off-balance shot up there, no good. Rebound Morris. Double team. Morris gets it back out through the fingertips of Pines. It goes out of bounds. Nothing but white shirts around Bailey Morris. She finally got the ball away, but it went right through the fingertips of Pites. Here comes Devin Edwards into the ball game now for Concordia. Going out will be Bailey Morris. 43 seconds to play. Hastings College has got the lead, 74-65. Here's Van Kirk. Her jump pass comes to Bruckman. Lobs it inside to Zwiener. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but she's fouled in the play. She's going to be fouled here by Quinn. Shelby Quinn. She picks up her first personal foul. And going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener with 15 points in the ball game. 7 of those have come from the free throw line. This will be a 2-shot foul. Hastings now over the, or rather, Concordia is now over the 10 foul limit here in the second half as Zwiener puts the first one down through the hole. And Hastings now leads by 10, 75-65. Here comes the next shot by Zwiener. That one is good. Zwiener now is 17. Van Kirk leading the way with 23 points, and Hastings has built a 76-65 lead, and now the Bulldogs turn the ball away again. Quinn trying to take it down in the corner, nobody home, and now Concordia wants to call a timeout. Unless Drew Olson, the head coach for Concordia, can pull a rabbit out of his hat, this timeout is worthless. 27.4 seconds to play. Here in the second half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 76, Concordia 65.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Big recruiting night for the Hastings College football team. And talk with Tony Harper before this basketball game. They had some 23 athletes on campus here tonight. Had a big weekend on Saturday for the Morningside ball game. They've got 23 more kids coming in on campus here tonight for the Hastings College football team. They like what they see so far. 76-65 is the score. Hastings College with an 11-point lead. Under a minute to play, 20 seconds on the clock. They break their press down to Farmer. Shot up and in. Zwinner gets the assist. Farmer gets the field goal. She's now got 10 points, and Hastings now with a 13-point lead with 10 seconds to play. Devin Edwards with the ball on the wing. Comes across the top to Wissing. Wissing down to Shelby Queen. Quinn. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Kuntz with the ball. She forces one up and draws a personal foul with 2.3 seconds remaining. The foul here is going to go on Van Kirk. That's going to be her second personal foul. So going to the free throw line is going to be Ashley Kuntz. She's a 69% foul shooter in the season. She's not shot one tonight. First one is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get two shots here. She was fouled in the act of shooting. 2.3 seconds to play. Hastings going to beat Concordia for the second time this season. Here comes the next shot by Kuntz. It is up there. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Zwiener holds it, and that is the ball game. Hastings College wins their 13th game in a row. Broncos trailed at halftime, 42-38, but they go on to beat Concordia in this basketball game tonight. The women's college play the final. Hastings 78 and Concordia 65. The Broncos are now 19-2 on the season. They improved to 10-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia, they dropped to 10 wins and 3 losses. That in the conference, 16-5 overall. So Hastings College comes back from a 4-point halftime deficit. They beat Concordia tonight. In women's college basketball, the final score, Hastings 78, Concordia 65. Back with a recap after this.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.